USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier, you know.
Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 132.
Yesterday alone, you had
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistanis, we apprehended some folks from Romania, on and on.
How many Pakistanis?
Two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Continuing now with our top story this hour, securing the U.S. border, the partial government shutdown in week three, as Republicans and Democrats still cannot agree on funding the wall.
I think that Congress and the President, they need to stay at home and they need to go to the table and solve this problem.
Former Arizona Governor, Republican Jan Brewer, who knows all too well about crimes committed by illegal aliens over the years in her state, a guest on Fox News. She tells Neil Cavuto it's time to get lawmakers in the same room and lock the door until a deal is done.
Gotta lock the doors and not let anybody out. The public wants our border secured. We're tired of all the nonsense, and they need to do their job. We know that we have a problem with DACA that needs to be resolved, and this is the time that we could do it. And with President Trump's leadership, I think that he has said he's offered up an agreement on it, but the Democrats just flat out refuse to give President Trump a border wall.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce appears to be over.
That's the word from the CDC, which confirms 62 people in 16 states became sick because of the outbreak tied to lettuce grown in northern and central California. The illnesses began in early October, and 25 people were hospitalized. The CDC recalling the lettuce in December, saying there were only 3 new cases linked to the outbreak since then. So the outbreak is over, and any romaine on the shelves now should be safe to eat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the most popular resolutions in the new year is always losing weight. USA Radio's Tim Berg says one health expert claims it's not what you eat, but when you eat.
If you're looking to lose weight in 2019, one of the main things you need to do is work on keeping that metabolism constantly working and burning fat. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Michael Roisin. He's author of a new book titled What to Eat When, and one of the things we discuss is how the premise of his book is not about what you eat, it's when you eat it.
It is both when we eat and what we eat. One of the keys we found was that your metabolic rate changes as the day goes on. You have a circadian rhythm to it, much like you do with sleep. And it is caused by the same type of things, changes in hormones. And what happens is a calorie in the morning is less metabolically active than a calorie in the evening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.